We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi, Marks and Reese. We are back, and we'll get back to your phone calls coming up in just 1 second. But with news that Bradley Beal may be staying in Washington now, some focus and attention goes back to James Harden. Unfortunately, as the best plan, and this wouldn't be in my opinion, but the best plan for the Sixers may be to just try to get Harden, the old Harden back. No. Houston Harden back. Like, I don't know. But he's working out, and I guess one of his trainers posted a workout video from his Instagram story. Mm-hmm. So would you consider it like a Ben Simmons type
off-season video? No, because it wasn't orchestrated. Like, this was just...
Right.
Like, Ben was carefully put together to make sure he's hitting jumpers.
It was edited, yes. It was It was definitely edited to be like, hey, he's shooting. See this? This is great. But it seemed like that Harden had lost a couple of LBs, or they were trying. I mean, here's the bottom line. He's got to come in better shape. He's got to be more committed to what he's doing in the offseason coming in. I don't know if he's going to be or not. I don't know if it's going to matter by the end of the season, if he's going to just run out of gas anyway, but...
Well, that's all that does matter.
Yeah, you're right.
It's what he does during the season. It's how he takes care of himself during the season. Like, that's what matters. For me, maybe he's doing that to make people feel comfortable about giving him an extension.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's why he's doing that. I don't know. Yeah, what James Harden does in the postseason is all that matters. That's where you are now. Like, I don't care what they do in the regular season. James Harden's already established a bunch of individual records and goals and MVPs. He's already done all that. So all I care about and Joel Embiid is not winning an MVP. We've seen that for 2 years straight. So what these guys do in the regular season, from my standpoint, doesn't matter as much. It's how strong do they look coming down the stretch? It's can they get out of the second round? It's can you guys find the way to take on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown or the Miami Heat or Giannis or Brooklyn next year and beat those guys? I mean, to this point, our best player that we've defeated in the playoffs has been who? D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, we were doing this a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I get.
We haven't beaten anybody.
Yeah.
We haven't beaten anybody. So I don't like, good, run up and down the court. You're 33. You're in your 12th year. Okay, great. I'm supposed to get excited about Harden doing freaking workouts at 33 years old? Come on, man.
Jack was excited, though.
Oh, it looks slim.
Yeah. I'm sure everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's going to be fine. No, and you're right, Ike. This is, look at James. Yeah, this is the reason why you should feel more comfortable with giving him a contract extension or the reaction after he's given a contract extension.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I'm all about the postseason, man. I've seen a good Sixers team make the playoffs. There isn't mystery to making the playoffs. So you know they're good enough to make the playoffs. It's about what are you going to do when you get in the playoffs.
Yeah, you really do have to.
I don't care how James Harden looks in September and October. I'm worried about what he looks like in March, April, and May.
Yeah, you really do have to fast forward like 9 months before it really matters. We know they're going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're likely to
unless
be top
they get injured,
seed.
Unless yeah, everybody yeah. get injured. Yeah, like they're going to be in the playoffs. It's can you beat another superstar. That's really what it comes down to. These playoff runs that they've been on have been smoking mirrors. Who have they beaten?
So when you were asking the question of can with James Harden, can the Sixers beat Jason Tatum and Brown and the Celtics and teams like that? And the very clear answer is no. James Harden and this team, unless they add major pieces or a guy like Maxey takes a major piece for it, they're not beating the Celtics next year.
Man, you got the Celtics, you got the Nets, you got the Bucks.
You know what actually one of my biggest worries about next year is how does Embiid respond to putting all this effort into winning two MVPs and getting hurt in the playoffs? Like, how does he bounce back a third time from that? I kind of have a worry heading into this year that
he's going to be deflated.
Yeah, it's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, almost what's the point in the regular season?
I hope he doesn't, because he would actually be proving a lot of people right. But I hope he does not take that mentality. He has to, at some point, put a championship as the number one thing on his list, and it has not been.
Yep.
And I'm an Embiid fan. Championship has not been the number one thing. He wants to win the MVP. That's what he's wanted to do the last 2 years, is be validated with the hard work that he's put into his game. He wanted to be recognized as the best player in the game, at least for a year, as an MVP. And that's what his heart has been set on. And for everybody that wants to close their eyes or put the blinders on because you don't want to accept the fact that he was upset in game five that he didn't win the MVP. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, just like I don't believe Will really smacked Chris Rock. That was fake. I believe Joel Embiid was pissed he didn't win the MVP, and I'm going to take that one with me to the grave. Yeah, because it's the one thing that actually makes sense to me.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Exactly.
No,
so,
it is.
So he has to move past that stuff.
Well, it's actually,
and start making a championship his number one priority.
It's a great point, and it'd be awesome to hear next year when training camp happens and we hear from them the first time, the tone of,
I don't care about an MVP.
Listen, I want to win a championship. Win a championship. We haven't made it past the second round. I want to win a championship. I'm tired of this.
I'm gonna give you an example that's close to home. James Harden, when he got robbed out of the MVP in Houston, he was mad. Remember, he didn't get the MVP till the next year. I don't know if it was Russell that robbed him out of the MVP when he got the triple-double that year.
2017.
But one of those years, James Harden should have gotten the MVP when he led the league in scoring or what have you. And Houston was good, and he didn't get the MVP. And I know he was upset about it.
Russell Westbrook won 16 and 17.
Yeah. You mean the 16-17 season.
Right, so 17, and then Harden won it the next
year.
So yeah,
and he should have won it the year. He felt he should have won it the year Westbrook won it. And he was so determined to win that MVP, he came back the next year to win it. Now, here's where it gets tricky. It's the only thing that mattered to him. He got the MVP. Now what? Winning a championship don't matter to you?
Successful season. That was my goal. I got the MVP.
Yeah,
we didn't win the championship.
I got the MVP. That's why I go back to my guy, man. That's why I love him so much, man. I love him so much. Kobe.
Yeah.
That's all he cared about is winning rings, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, honestly.
That's all he cared about.
By you bringing that up, that makes me even more annoyed that Daryl said, let me go get that guy to pair with Embiid.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
That was my concern, because I'm wondering, does Harden really care about winning a championship?
Yeah.
So I brought it up to say, Embiid, I'm hoping, doesn't have that rub off on him. That he wanted more of the individual accolade than he did the championship. Yeah, go get that championship.
Yep.
It seemed like the MVP has meant more to him the last 2 years.
He wasn't that upset about it.
He was more upset about losing the MVP than he was losing to Miami. Than he was losing to Atlanta.
Jimmy at least won. He was at least, it seemed like he was happy for Jimmy.
Yeah, you just wonder, like, man, he has to get his head in the right place as far as wanting to win a championship.
Yep.
That's where Embiid has to be driven. That's where Harden needs to be driven. I want to win a championship. I don't know. Is Harden driven because he wants his next extension and wants to make sure he secures that? And then he goes back to being Harden, the partying Harden. Dude, you don't want to win a title when you leave your team and fly to Vegas for a week and all this other stuff. You're not settled. You're not thinking about winning no damn championship. What great player is doing that? What great player is doing this nonsense?
The only one that comes to mind is Rodman, but they already won three rings.
And he's a role player. Right? Now, Mike did that. We'd have been ripping Mike for that.
Yep.
Like when he went to Atlantic City
and he gambled
during the playoffs.
All night, yep.
He got ripped for that.
Mm-hmm.
He got ripped for that.
Yep.
So I just these two, man, championship has to be the only thing that matters to them. And I don't know if that's the case. I got more faith in Embiid. He's younger. And he still has time. But he's shown us, man, he talks the championship talk, but I don't
read
know.
Between the lines.
Yeah, I don't really know if winning the title is the only thing that matters to him. Yep. It seemed like being validated individually is what mattered the most to him. And I know that's what mattered the most to James Harden. He never talked about it. He's talked about winning a championship in an opening press conference because it sounds right. It sounds good to say it.
Right. Do you really only care about winning a championship if you show up to your season out of shape?
You're playing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. You show up to start the season out of shape.
That's
Come
not
on,
somebody
man.
That wants to win a championship.
No.
No, that's somebody that's getting paid a lot of money to play basketball.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
It's like you said, gee, he's working out. Oh, by the way, he's going to be a free agent or he has to opt into his contract.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, he's working out.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's really committed.
At least when Bron works out, we just know he just wants attention.
Yes, that's
when he posts his workout videos.
First team All-NBA, by the way.
Third.
Okay, well, listen. He missed 58
games.
And
he was lucky to be there.
I know, he's leading the scoring for a little bit.
Should have been Jimmy Butler's spot.
Ooh.
Maybe.
All right, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for a great graduation present, the place that goes the home team, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, online mark-jewelers.com. Most people saying
Gerardi's
the problem.
Dude, I take LeBron over Jokic right now.
Nah.
He's been waiting to bring that out, huh?
I was late.
Hey, listen, I take Bron on our team right now.
Yeah,
I'll send him Doc and James Harden.
And Toby.
For LeBron.
No, but that
sounds
like
a then we can
question.
Draft Bronny in 2 years.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, put that up as a Twitter question. Let's go to Tom. Tom in Vancouver has something on the Eagles. What's up, Tommy? How are you, bud?
I'm well, thanks. Although, watching these fills is pretty depressing, I got to say. You know, every time they go to that bullpen, I just cringe.
Huh? Yeah, I hear you. Are you really watching them out there in Vancouver? I wouldn't be watching the Phillies if I was in Vancouver, man.
You know what? I tried to get into the Blue Jays just because, you know, they got Vlad and everything. I just can't. The team that I keep going back to, you know, and it's from listening to you guys and all the callers and everything.
Right.
I just, you know, so I'm following the Phillies. What can
Good.
You say?
Well, welcome aboard, Tom.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah, welcome aboard. Get your thumb in the dike, right? Stop the water leaks.
It's okay, so, Jack.
That too.
He's young. He didn't really know what that's saying, man.
Yeah,
it's okay,
right,
to say. It's okay.
So hold on. Chris Sims said something about Jalen Hurts, Tom?
Yes, he did. So he's come out with his annual top 40 quarterback.
Okay.
And apparently Jalen Hurts has finally broken the top 40, and he did a massive jump, and he's now at 25. And he actually said, I was wrong last year. And the main reason he said he was wrong was because he underrated the running ability of Jalen Hurts. He said his leadership, this is not a surprise for us, is elite, so intangibles. The decision-making, to my surprise, frankly, he said, in his opinion, is not bad. And the running is very good. And Johnny Marks, you're not going to be very happy about this, but you're also not going to be surprised. Throwing is below average for an NFL starting quarterback. The middle of the field throws especially, and he comments that he would not increase him and have him break into the top 20 until he sees the arm mechanics fixed. Because that's
yeah,
the biggest
but
issue
when,
that
when
he
you
has.
Said earlier that he was talking about his running, I knew where it was going with it. And I actually, it's more than just the running, but a big part of what Jalen Hurts did last year for the Eagles was with his legs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it worked. They won some games with it, mm-hmm. but I don't.
Some would say it was his best attribute.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree with you guys, too. Like, that was his best attribute. I personally thought it was more his decision-making that was the issue around the throws, but not according to Sims. So you guys can see at WIP, if you can get him on again, comment on this. And the last point that I'll mention is that he said if he had a 10 and 7 season, he's concerned that Philly fans would still want to keep him. But in his opinion, that's not good enough. They're going to get smoked again in the playoffs.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, that could be true. You know, 10 and 7 with this schedule, you would have 7 losses on this schedule from these teams. There's no way we'd be happy about that.
No.
I mean, would you lose 2 to Dallas? Like, now you got to start thinking about, well, who's beating him? Beating the Eagles.
Right.
These 7 teams.
And then also, what's the feel for the wins and the losses that you had and what happens in the playoffs? Right? You lose in the first round of the playoffs if you have a home playoff game. If you don't, you already took that step.
Well, 10-7 is not winning this division.
No, probably not.
10-7 is not winning this division.
You need to get to 11?
At least 11 wins.
Yeah.
Minimum. With all 4 of these teams with the easiest schedule in the NFL?
Yeah, it's a good point. They're probably going to stack up some wins. Yeah.
And Jalen's got to beat the Cowboys once. I mean, he hasn't done it yet.
He hasn't beat the Cowboys?
No. He played his worst game last year. He had the Deshaun bomb. Remember the Deshaun bomb in 2019?
Right, right.
Lost that game.
Yeah.
Remember the first game this year they got boat raced?
That was terrible.
Yeah. That was brutal. That's when he ran the ball 3 times.
Yeah.
I'm an expert at football.
And then obviously week 18 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, last year.
Oh, yeah, which really didn't count.
That really didn't count.
He didn't. I don't think he even played, right?
He did not.
That's Gardner's loss.
Gardner playing that game?
Somebody had to play.
Or was it, I guess it
Gardner was moving the ball a little bit, and then the Cowboys.
Believe me, I don't even
again.
Know Shane, whatever his name's number. I saw he couldn't have been
Three
out there playing.
Stinnett.
Oh, I thought it was Shane Stinnett.
No, Shane Steichen.
Shane Steichen.
Oh, Shane Steichen.
Get used to his name. I don't think he's getting a head coaching job.
Oh, actually, me and Coach Steichen, man, we had a long conversation Saturday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
The Altitude Challenge.
Nothing about football.
No?
No.
Oh.
Just about, catching up.
Nice.
No.
Is he a listener like Coach Sirianni?
Did not say he was a listener. Did not let on to that.
Probably better that he's not.
Probably did not.
Does he know what an RPO is yet? I mean, that was one of the.
Stop, man.
He's not on our drop board, is he, Jack?
Mm-mm. No, no. I don't even know what he sounds like.
I do. But yeah, you're right. I don't know if he speaks at the podium very often.
He does. It's just.
There's nothing. Yeah, yeah. We're listening.
Yeah, he's smart. He's trying to get in and out of there.
Right. Gannon's an underrated drop board that we have.
I don't even know if he knows he's giving out drops.
Gannon?
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope not. So I just Googled quickly NFL quarterback ranking 2022 to see if there was any other people that were putting out rankings. And actually on SI.com, they have Jalen Hurts is 26 as well.
26?
Yeah. Like Chris Sims. They have Davis Mills ahead of him.
Man. Ooh, boy.
And Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and Trey Lance and Tua and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mm.
Is Fitzpatrick even signed?
He's not even on a team.
Man, that's terrible.
Is that a real one?
The one line says, not for everyone, but there are some believers in his corner that he could succeed.
That's not for everyone.
Ahead of Jameis Winston, ahead of Jared Goff, ahead of Carson Wentz.
There you go. There's your bar.
There you go. So 26, it sounded a little low to me. A little low.
That is, I mean, how much lower can he go?
How low can you go?
I feel like he's my son.
Black Gritty from blackgritty.com checks in. Black Gritty, how are you?
I'm great. Ike, would you start with your little backhand of LeBron James slander? The dude's in year 20, is in the best shape of everybody. He out there working out because he's working out. James Harden can work out 32 times a day. Guess what he can't work out? His mind and his 2 shots. In the fourth quarter, okay?
Yeah, what does that have to do with LeBron being an attention whore? What does that have to do with that?
What does that have to do with Kobe Bryant only caring about championships when Phil Jackson's coach? When Phil is coach, I guess he didn't care about championships. No, watch his slander. There can be slander thrown all around, okay? We can focus on our slander. You want to throw slander? I can throw slander.
I'm just saying, you know it's factual that your guy is an attention whore and he posts stuff so that he can get attention.
Hey. 0-30, dog. He read a book and don't be tweeting for a whole month. Who else be doing that on it? Don't be guy.
Plus, we found out he ain't really reading those books. We asked him about Malcolm X. He didn't know anything. Ooh, boy.
I'm a tough man. I know what he's doing. So, The one thing about the Phillies, you should know I'm always listening. Marsh, you tell Marsh, I mean, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, Prince, on the weekend, I'm always listening.
He calls me in the middle of the night.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Hey, 2 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
This current time show is the only show got. Y'all need a fight club. Y'all can't have no more live and personal events. It's going to be Duke City out here. People not trying to knock each other out. Trying to fight old men out here. Like y'all need to give me back my shot all the time. This is the only show where it's popping. But anyway, back to sports. our coaches, I was mad about Nick when he first started talking, but at least he ingratiated himself and he's trying to make his own culture. Wearing the T-shirts, the rah-rah, the visor. Like, he's got his own thing. He's being himself. Which, whether you think it's goofy or not, he's trying to build something and bring Philly along with him.
Yep.
Glenn comes here and talks down to everybody and thinks he's special. Like, bro, you're not what you think you are. Girardi, it really seems like he has no passion. Like, he doesn't want to be. Bryce out here, Bryce is Philly. Girardi's like, I got a latte and I'm in the bathroom half the time, not looking at my team. I don't know what's going on. And it's the Flyers. We get an expansion team in here, just swap them out.
That's a great idea.
A whole new expansion team ownership and call it something else and let's start over again. But the only coach we got right now that actually is trying to build a culture and change a culture is Nick. And as much as you want to make fun of him for being corny or whatever, these other guys are fly by night. They think they're better than they are. And it's not Philadelphia. It's not what we need, and it's not what we believe in, and it's just rubber now. But frankly, the bats are going to be heating up. We got a chance, okay? All we got to do is get a little over 500 for the deadline, spend a little bit more money, and then we're in playoff city, and everything is great. I love you guys. I watch yourself. I know, baby, come over there, boy. Oh, doggy. I talk to you. Call time. It's got to stop. It's too dangerous on this stuff. Thanks.
Black Gritty from blackgritty.com.
Yeah.
There you go. Extra energy today, which is saying something.
Well, that's because I told him yesterday I thought he was low energy. So his last two calls have been higher energy.
You and your private conversations, man.
He's a motivator.
Did we not talk yesterday about holding people accountable around here?
Damn right.
Get the most out of these callers.
Well, Jack, we'll get a chance to hold you accountable as you have a top five coming up next.
And leading off tonight.
You're leading off
tonight.
Yeah, Julio's doing the morning show, so pulling double duty tonight.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I forgot Julio did morning show. 215-592-9494.
Sound thrilled with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Well, I mean, would it hurt to work mornings and do leading off? I mean, if you really care about leading off.
He already has a setup at home.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He's going to jump on the mic for a half hour. I mean,
did he come in and do the mornings? Oh, yeah, they definitely didn't let him do it at home.
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you could jump on and do it. I mean, if you're doing it Monday through Friday, you kind of owe it to your listeners that you're leading them off.
But the Phils are undefeated when I do leading off, so.
There you go. So we need you back in there.
I think like 2-0.
2-0. All right, listen. I'm in.
Yeah.
It could be your job
coming
up.
Although, bad problem is that L.A. is tomorrow, so we know what happens the day before L.A. comes on. But we lose in brutal fashion.
We bucked the trend because it would have been a perfect L.A. day. Maybe we can do it after. I'm asking them about the bullpen and Joe Girardi anyway tomorrow, whether they win tonight or not. All right, coming up top 5 at 5 with Jack. What does he have in store for us? We'll hold him accountable if it's not good. And your phone calls. As we slide into the 5 o'clock hour, it's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Listen, BetMGM, king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. So sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.